USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Life is coming back to America. More than 47 million Americans are expected to travel for the 4th of July holiday weekend, according to AAA. 43.6 million Americans will travel by car with the highest gas prices in 7 years. An additional 3.5 million people are expected to fly, bringing airlines back to 90% of pre-pandemic traffic. The Border Patrol announced this week 3 illegal immigrants have been arrested in Sierra Blanca, Texas, for breaking into a home, stealing guns, ammunition, and clothing. Sierra Blanca is 90 miles southeast of El Paso on the I-10. Texas landowner Allison Anderson on Fox News says things continue to get worse.
I mean, there was just a convicted rapist that was caught not too far from our property. 3 nights ago, there was a group at our next-door neighbor's house circling the vehicles and tapping on their daughter's bedroom window.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Supreme Court rules on Arizona's voting integrity laws. Dan Naraki reports.
The Supreme Court upheld several voting restrictions in Arizona, ruling Thursday that the measures were not racially discriminatory. The state was challenged over limits on who can return early ballots for someone else and a rule that ballots cast at the wrong precinct would not be counted. Ilya Shapiro is the vice president of the Cato Institute and director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies, and he tells CBS News that the measures that were challenged are common in many other states.
The court decided that both of these provisions, as I said, which are pretty common across the country, do not violate that key provision of the Voting Rights Act because they don't cause a huge burden on minorities relative to whites, because it's not an uncommon type of burden that's put in place. There's kind of a lot of factors that courts are to consider that the Supreme Court gave guidance to. But at the end of the day, they said this was kind of a common rule, that there's no showing that it was racially motivated or that has a huge or disproportionate impact on members of racial minorities.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book, It's All in Your Head, it goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com, that's usaradiohealth.com.
The Supreme Court on Thursday upheld 2 voting integrity laws in the state of Arizona. Mark Brnovich, the Arizona Attorney General on Fox News, discusses the Supreme Court case that bears his name.
We took it up to the Supreme Court. I actually personally argued the case, and we won. It's actually named Brnovich v. DNC because I intervened to defend those laws when other people wouldn't. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process. And one thing that's so important, we emphasized, it was in our briefs, and it came up during oral argument at the court, is in 2005, there was a bipartisan commission chaired by Jimmy Carter, and that report said that one of the greatest threats to election integrity was mail-in ballots. And so Arizona adopts the recommendations, including limitations on ballot harvesting, and 15 years ago, the left thought that was a great idea. Even the New York Times was writing op-eds in 2012 saying, we need to restrict this because, you know, for whatever reason, in Florida and other places where red states. And now, all of a sudden, when you enact common sense election integrity measures and you want people to have confidence in the results, somehow that's either unconstitutional or it's racist. And it, I think, just shows the intellectual bankruptcy of the far left.
Justice Samuel Alito delivered the opinion of the court's 6-3 decision, writing that the state's justification for the rules to preserve the integrity of its elections suffice to avoid violating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.